In south-central Washington state, near the town of Union Gap, a massive chunk of Rattlesnake Ridge is moving ever more quickly. Geologists say it will cause a landslide, and when it does come fully down, it could take out roads, infrastructure, and in the worst case, dam up the Yakima River. Now nearby residents are weighing their grim options: abandon house and home, or stay and risk their lives. Correspondent Anna King is on the scene.
Janeth Solorio is in between sliding rocks in a very hard place.
We have to move and we don't have enough money. And that's why I'm worried because, you know, I'm alone with my son and I'm pregnant. So it's not easy.
Okay, so
the young mother is standing with a small crowd of her neighbors, listening to instructions from two firefighters and an emergency manager. There are about 15 houses and trailer homes here, and about 50 people. They're living on a precarious strip of land. It's a crescent of housing wedged in a depression between Interstate 82 and the hillside that's cracking near them. It's a place of boarded up windows, broken furniture outside, large chain German shepherds and pit bulls. Solorio and other residents tell me they live right here because it's so cheap. Most tell me they are farm workers, but there's not much work in the bitter cold. Apple branches and grapevines can be damaged at low temperatures, so there isn't even pruning work right now. And it's too expensive to move. But that is what these firefighters are asking them to do. There's a church shelter, then a hotel stay for a month, and a bit of extra cash to help them. But only some have taken that advice. Tony Castillo, one of the firefighters, says that he hopes that these residents will leave soon.
What we've been told is that it could come down whenever. It's imminent, and there's danger here.
The land above this community and Interstate 82 is starting to move more rapidly. That's according to measurements taken since October by the state and its consultants. But there is some disagreement among experts on how big this slide will be. Yakima County emergency managers believe it could be a small and slow-moving slide and could actually stabilize itself. That's a baseless hunch, says Bruce Bjornstad. He's a well-known independent geologist who studied dozens of Columbia Basin landslides for the last 20 years.
There's evidence elsewhere in the area that suggests that there have been other landslides on other ridges, similar to what we have at Union Gap, that have released apparently very quickly and produced landslides and debris that has moved out at least a quarter or a third of a mile out into the valley floor. And that potentially, if it happened near the Yakima River, could dam up the river.
Further, Bjornstad says where there are visible cracks in the land on Rattlesnake Ridge is just the start of where the basalt rock might calve off. He says landslides typically follow a curved line, and the debris flows away from that. So what's visible is only a small part of the picture of what might let go off this slope. And he says the landslide isn't going to stabilize or go away. It's just a matter of time before it all comes down. So knowing what he knows, I asked Bjornstad if he'd travel past Union Gap on I-82. He said,
I think I would find an alternate route.
I'm Anna King, outside of Union Gap, Washington.